feeling cute.
What's up, y'all? What's going on, y'all? Got today's vlog for today. Today is February 22nd, 2026. Oh my gosh. Cheers. No coffee today. I got mineral water. Sunday. Just thinking about some recollections. What am I thinking about? What was my idea? Oh yeah. Whenever I would play guitar. Nah, we'll skip that story. We'll save that for the stage. Ha-ha! So, I just sent out some emails, text messages to businesses that want to be on the podcast. Corpus Christi Originals podcast. Taking it on the road, doing it on their turf. Whether it be the owners or other people in the city want to. I feel like Donald Trump now with the hand gestures. Or whether other people, well, they want me to interview other people inside of their establishment, which is, I think is pretty cool. You got the humdrum of the city in the background while we're having a conversation. It's just a basic conversation. Nothing too fancy. Just show up and talk about what do you want to talk about? You know what I mean? And I think it's a pretty cool idea. So I sent two invites. Hopefully this Wednesday, this Tuesday, we'll get some people going. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Man, I was at the gym yesterday. Golly, there was this guy there. He's always there, bro. Like, annoying everybody. Just talking. You know, and I don't know. I want to feel for the guy too, because he's an older man, probably in his 60s or something, and just wants to have a conversation with somebody. But damn, he's annoying. Like, dude, and I had to put it on him too, because I acknowledged him. Hi, how you doing, sir? That was it, right? That's all I wanted. That was the end of the conversation for me. Beginning, middle, and done, right? But no, he wants to keep talking. And I just ignore him. Just walk off, ignore him. And then I can see in his face, like, he trips out. He's like, whoa. Usually when I do that, people stay and actually listen to me. Not me. Not that day. There was one day before where I actually fell into his trap. Not today. I was like, not this time, buddy. Fooled me once, can't fool me twice. But anyway, I had to go to the gym. I hadn't gone in like 5 days. I was like, oh shit. I looked at the calendar last time I went. I was like, man, I've got to go today. So I went, full body workout. I'm not doing leg day, arm day. No, I'm not no bodybuilder. I'm not trying to do all that. I'm doing compound movements, squats, deadlifts, bench press, lat pull down, cable roll. Done. 1 hour. That's all I can afford right now. I gotta go home to my wife, edit the podcast, do all kinds of stuff. And to the guys that are doing that, hey, more power to you, bro. I see you out there working, man. You guys, you're putting in work. Good job. Yeah, so that's what I'm gonna do there. I need to start putting in some more cardio. Definitely. I do high intensity training, not high intensity training. What's it called? Metabolic resistance training, which my heart pumps a lot during that stuff. But then my wife's like, you don't really go run. I mean, you lift weights and do this stuff, metabolic resistance training and the big five. And she's like, maybe you need to throw in some walking or some jogging or something in there. I'm like, well, you have not failed me in the past with your advice. Therefore, I'll probably take it this time again. Oh, timing. It's hard not to laugh at my own joke if I think it's a joke. I think that the reason why I do that, I laugh after a joke that I say, because I don't want to be left in silence where people are not laughing. I just now noticed that. Like, oh shoot, that's why I do that. But then again, I laugh at everything. In class, in at work, like, I always laughed at stuff. Like, just laugh, just at anything. And people are like, why is he laughing? La la la, all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm just happy, dog. I just want to be happy. I don't want to be sad all day. And so, and they got to the point where people could distinguish the types of laughs that I would do. Like, oh, he's being sincere, or he's being nervous, or either they figure it out or I can figure it out. I don't know, something like that. But what I do, like I just now did, I said a joke, what I thought was a joke in my head. I didn't like plan it or anything. I immediately laughed right after it. I think because I thought it was funny in my head, but then like, now that I'm thinking about it, when I'm working on like stand-up and stuff, it's like I have to stop myself from doing that laugh and let them do the laugh if it's funny, you know what I mean? So that's one of the things that I'm trying to listen to the crowd and stuff like that as far as stand-up comedy goes. Yeah, got to work this morning. And anyway, well, that's my 6 minutes. That's my 6 minutes there. Yeah, there was a comedian that went up before me at open mic, and he's talking about innuendo about lasting long and stuff like that. And I'm just like, okay. So and on the moment, like as soon as I went up after him, like one of the things I could mention is like, oh yeah, I'm a 3 minute man. And I said that, and everybody just immediately cracked up. It was funny because I think it worked because of how I look, you know what I mean? My presence is kind of low status, kind of degrading, right? But at the same time, the guy that went up before me, he was kind of setting it up. He set it up, you know, before me. I don't know if he did it knowingly or not knowingly, but he set it up by what he was talking about. So obviously, one of the things that I'm realizing is that I'm in a room with other people in stand-up. The other people, the crowd is part of that transaction. It's not like a movie screen where you see the people on the screen but they're not actually there with you. In stand-up, they're there with you. They're there, you know, you hear their laughs, they hear you talk, obviously. And I have to acknowledge the room, the presence of the room, the energy that's going around with the people that are in the room. Like, I went to open mic the other night and I felt like the room needed a hug. Like, really, I thought about it later. I was like, dang, I should have said that. Like, you guys want a hug? You know what I mean? This room looks like it needs a hug or something like that. I don't know. Thought about something. But, yeah, anyway. Another thing, too, on comedy. I was listening to another podcast last night, the Slow Roast Podcast, another Corpus Christi local comedy show podcast. They were talking about not talking about politics or religion, that people in Corpus, the comedians, stand-up comedians in Corpus don't talk about politics or religion too much. And I think it's for some of them fear of losing members of the crowd, or it's for fear of losing the crowd or their tribe or whoever their audience, right? And it seems like open mic has a small audience to begin with, and they don't want to lose that audience, so that's why they don't do. These are just my thoughts. What are you guys' thoughts? If you're comics listening to this, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think that we avoid religion or politics for a certain reason because we're afraid to lose our audience? Also, do you pick a side? Do you pick red or blue in your comedy? Do you pick your Christian or Jewish or whatever? You know what I mean? What are your thoughts on that? Why or why not? Thanks a lot, you guys. Everybody else for watching. Appreciate y'all. Bye.